You're listening to Beer Talk Today with your hosts Kyle Brown, Matt Lang, and John Nadler.
That's right, everyone. It is Beer Talk Today. Everyone is here. Kyle, John, myself. How are all y'all's doing?
Doing well.
Good. Especially now that I got the single for Will Smith, just the two of us.
Nice.
Yeah, someone has left an interesting music collection in the radio today.
Jedi Mind Tricks.
They went from Will Smith, just the two of us, to Beastie Boys, Intergalactic.
Beastie Boys. Busta Rhymes.
All the way to Jedi Mind Tricks.
Yeah.
Quite interesting.
To Enya.
Enya?
Really?
Wow. It is an eclectic musical taste. But anyway, we're not here to critique someone else's music. We're here to critique someone else's beer.
True.
Sort of. Anyway, we were gone last week, a little break, and we're back. And exciting. Some of us went to far-off lands to explore beer, or just happened to be in other places. And
I actually didn't go anywhere.
Kyle didn't go anywhere.
But...
But how was the beer in Madison? Still good?
It was good.
Yeah. The lines were clean.
Lines were clean. Everything flowed well. Yeah. It was a win-win for all, I would say. Well done, Madison.
Well, John went to Minneapolis and had a few tasty treats out there.
Had a few pints.
Yeah.
As I call them these days. Had some Minneapolis' own Surly.
Pints, is that what the kids say?
I think that's what the kids say.
I think you're right.
The kids might say Imperial Pints. I don't know.
Okay.
Actually, I went to this pizza place, and so I ordered the Surly Cynic, and my dad ordered the Surly Furious with no idea what it was. And I was like, "You're not gonna want that." And it was pretty funny to see like his first sip; he was not ready. Yeah, but I was at this pizza place, and
explain the difference in those two beers for
Surly Cynic is what, a farmhouse ale,
yeah, it's saison,
and Surly Furious is like an extremely like West Coast IPA.
Very hoppy.
It's like
very
over bitter. The top cascades. Like, yeah.
Did you try?
Like some brown sugar would make it really nice.
Did you try the Cynic?
Yeah.
Okay. How would that compare to
you've had the Cynic, huh?
You've had it, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember it.
Oh,
like, well enough.
It's just a saison. It's just like a light. I don't know. It's fine.
Okay. And what about the...
It's really well done, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. And the Furious, how would that compare to other IPAs that are more prevalent?
It's like Stone. You know, but it comes in a 16-ounce can, so
Whoa. It's
pretty intense.
And it's from Minnesota.
Yeah.
A stone tall boy.
Exactly.
Essentially.
Kind of.
Wow.
So I went to this pizza place, and so they have their beer menu. You know, they have a few taps. Surly Cynic, Surly Furious, you know, some Summit. They had like a Two-Hearted, a couple other Midwest beers. And then on the side it said bottled beer, $3 to $7. So, you know, the server came up and I was like, "Oh, what beer do you have in bottles?" He's like, "Oh, do you have anything in mind?" I'm like, "No, I'm just kind of curious. What beer do you have in bottles? Can I see a list?" He's like, "Oh, we don't have a list. We have a ton of beer." I'm thinking, like, if you have a ton of beer, you should probably have a list. Like, especially in, like, a little packed pizza place, like, you probably don't want to spend time listing off a ton of bottled beers. He's like, what do you have in mind, man? And I'm like, "I don't know. Like, I was just kind of curious. I already ordered my beer." And he's like, "Well, you know, we have like, are you looking for like industry beers? Because we have like Bud, Miller, like McLeod." He's just like going through all of them. I'm like, "Ah, that's cool, man. I'll just take that Surly." But I was kind of confused as to why they didn't have a beer list if they had so many bottled beers.
Yeah, they probably didn't have so many bottled beers.
It was frustrating.
That's funny.
I was really tempted, yeah, to just like stump him, you know.
And didn't you say he said like, "Just name it, we'll probably have it," or something like that?
Yeah, name it, we'll probably have it. And, you know, it was a lot of like, you know, AB, you know,
yeah.
It seemed like an AB kind of, you know, and then all the beers they do.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. I was kind of frustrated, but the pizza was great.
You should have started just making up beers. After like the fourth failure.
Well,
probably
wouldn't have even had to, you know. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure I could have pulled out a couple beers that.
Throw out a bunch of like obscure Belgian ones. Like, can't
you an Iris,
it?
Please?
Pardon me?
Maybe you should.
And I'll take
list.
The Orval then.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, I went to South Dakota, a little family vacation action.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty exciting. Custer State Park.
Cultured
awesome.
Area.
Very cultured. Saw some buffalo. Yeah. Saw some gambling. Deadwood is a gambling place.
good TV show as well.
I've heard that. It's not how I would imagine the TV show.
Is it based? Life. Is it actually based in?
Deadwood is based in Deadwood. Yeah.
Really? Okay. South Dakota.
It's like
wow.
It's like the Gold Rush of South Dakota.
Yeah.
It's very great show on HBO.
I've heard
that. Three seasons, it was then for four. I didn't get any closure. I'm a little sad and numb in that one.
Me too.
But the beer, South Dakota.
Oh, but anyway,
what are they doing out there?
Well, they're not much, man. Well, I went to the only South Dakota beer I had is I did go to the Firehouse Brewing Company, Brew Pub, which was pretty, it was okay. It was pretty good. It was about the most standard. All right, so I had the flight, the tasters of all their beers. There's six of them. If you could guess the six, most standard brew pub beers possible. Try and go for it. Lightest to darkest if you can.
Wheat?
Yes, that was number one. American wheat. Yes.
Pilsner?
No Pilsner.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
There were no lagers.
Are you out then?
I should say that. No lagers.
Am I out or does that now?
If you want to jump in, sure.
John, you want to take over?
I already screwed up.
Amber?
No, that's the one really standard one they didn't have. I'm sorry.
No amber.
But keep going.
One for three.
You're gonna. That's the only one you get wrong.
Brown ale.
No, there's no. You.
God, I'm
my
there.
God.
Porter. I'm getting dark really quickly because I know stout.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what it was.
I'm gonna say.
There's an IPA.
American wheat.
APA.
Pale ale.
American wheat pale ale. Not there's one in between there though.
There's gonna be an ESB.
ESB was after the pale ale.
Oh, okay.
Darker. In between there.
Hold on. Let me think about
between
this.
Between a wheat and a pale ale is the...
A cream ale.
Blonde ale.
Blonde ale. Okay.
Blonde ale.
So it was a wheat, a blonde ale, supposed to be an IPA, but they called it supposed to be a British style pale ale, but it was made with American grown Hallertau hops. So American grown German style hop. It was supposed to be a British pale ale. I didn't quite understand that. It was okay.
Would you call it the world
hybrid?
Yeah.
Okay. And then an ESB, which was like the way out there one. Like, we've got an ESB. And then a porter and a stout. And the blonde ale was the best of the bunch, surprisingly.
Really?
I thought it was by far the best.
Wow. Was it good?
It was good. It had a real nice malt character. I don't know if they used pale ale malt. It was a little darker than... You expect more like a copper ale. They called it a blonde
ale. I don't know if that really says that they have a great blonde ale, though.
I thought it was actually quite good, but...
Wait, I'm just saying, how much... Yeah. That's maybe one of the last characteristics I describe my blonde ale as a strong malt backbone.
Yeah, it was kind of like a light... I'd call it a copper ale or something. They were kind of splitting hairs, but...
The golden?
Golden ale, something like that.
The light brown,
Can we compromise?
But the ESB was okay. The pale ale was weird. The wheat beer was boring, and the... That was kind of astringent, but the porter was pretty good too.
Okay,
but I wasn't feeling the porter because it was 80 degrees out.
So you would say overall the blonde best overall, best in show,
which I bought in a growler, but I just found out today why back of my car smelled. Some of it leaked out, so it might not be very carbonated. But I've got 3/4 of a growler of it.
Cask ale, I'm okay.
Cask ale, cask blonde, it'll be good. Okay, but here's what I want to talk about. I was thinking,
before you go there,
I've
heard in this brewery that you wear a fire hat.
I think you can. They sell fire hats.
Oh, they
plastic
sell them.
Ones that have Firehouse Brewery.
Did you wear one?
I didn't. I bought a t-shirt though.
Oh, a t-shirt.
So that's pretty solid.
Very nice.
And I filled my growler. And my brother and my girlfriend are with me. Each also were going to buy a growler. They were out.
Out of growlers.
One growler. They're
kind of bummed out. You brought the growler we actually
I brought the growler
had,
we had luckily.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're kind of bummed. But
did you get a really large to-go cup?
Yeah. It's you just put a lid on my pint glass that I bought. I can take it in the car. no.
Wow. You might have just figured out the loophole of carry-ons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a loophole. maybe in South Dakota.
So random.
But,
in South Dakota.
Anything goes out there. But
we're terrible.
But going through, there's all these little kind of touristy towns in the summer. The Black Hills is a pretty popular area. And Custer State Park, the Badlands. There's always little tourist towns that kind of have the same... little shops and saloons. And Deadwood's a little different because it's a little even more touristy, and they really embrace the old timey thing. They have actors riding around looking like Wild Bill, riding around on a horse. This is really weird. And there's reenactments. We miss the gun battle reenactment, but they do one every hour.
So you're just more not really missed it, you were just yeah, extremely impatient for something probably not worthwhile.
Probably not worthwhile. Okay. Well, because like somebody told us that the 2 o'clock one was somewhere and it was actually somewhere else, so we missed that one. I'm like, I don't want to stay till 3. But we had lunch at the old number 10 saloon, which is where Wild Bill got shot. But the current old number 10 saloon is not actually the old number 10 saloon. The whole town burned a couple years after Wild Bill got shot. So there's one bar that's called the old number 10 saloon, and then another one called Wild Bill's, the original site of the old number 10 saloon, where you can sit in like the spot where Wild Bill got shot. Anyway.
Playing poker.
I thought that was funny that there's like two bars like battling out for like most Wild Bill deathy bar in Deadwood. But as far as craft beer is concerned, basically, your choice is typically on tap. You're going to get some Big Sky, some Moose Drool a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, there's a Boulevard Wheat. But the one that was just everywhere was Fat Tire. Fat Tire, Fat Tire. Actually, saw 1554 on tap once, too. Which is New Belgium, all over the place, right? And then I remembered somebody had a sign still up on their bar that said, like, New Belgium coming May 11th or something like that. And I remembered that they got New Belgium the same time we did. It just came out of the spring.
In South Dakota,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, okay. It just came out of the spring. And so they got it, like, they hit hard there. Like, it was everywhere. Like, literally every bar I went into had Fat Tire.
So the same marketing campaign of Fat Tire that hit Wisconsin.
Hit South Dakota.
Hit South Dakota. Maybe smaller because there's significantly less density, but...
But there's, like, so little craft beer. I mean, there's none being... I tried to find an actual craft brewery, not just a brew pub in South Dakota online. I couldn't find one.
I don't think there is one.
I don't think there is either. And then later, I was drinking a Sioux City root beer, which is a root beer made in South Dakota with a cowboy theme. There's a guy who's walking through saloon doors with a cowboy hat and the whole thing on. And it just occurred to me that if somebody opened up a silly little brewery somewhere out there in western South Dakota and put like a cowboy theme on it, just made like a blonde ale or a cream ale and called it like Wild Bill's beer or like Deadwood Ale or something like that, and put a cowboy on the label, it would just sell like hotcakes, man.
I'm writing the business plan in my head right now.
I mean, I don't want to move to South Dakota, but other than that, I mean,
we could contract it.
Contract it out, yeah. I'm sure
we'll get Sand Creek to brew it, and then it'll be bottled by
Capital.
By Sioux Falls Root Beer.
Sioux Falls, yeah. There you go. Except we'll Sioux City Root Beer, I like it. They don't even need to change the label, just the name.
Yep.
Like Sioux City Beer. Yeah. Just take root
just
out of there.
A big blank space.
I like it.
You don't even have to change the label at all. Just hire someone to throw some white out over the root.
I like where you guys are going with this. Anyway, I'm just surprised nobody done that yet. How kind of touristy the area was. And I liked it. I'm not to say that it was like a terrible... It wasn't the Dells or anything.
There's some beautiful country out there. There is beautiful country out
there. Absolutely, yeah. It was gorgeous. I saw, you know, a lot of buffalo and stuff. But all the towns are sort of the same, and they have the silly little saloons and things. I just felt like, yeah, like a cowboy beer in there. I think I could just sell like gangbusters, man.
Well, I mean, what is... That actually brings up a great point. How many beers play off of just that fact? I mean, Spotted Cow really is like... the dairy... How many people think of Wisconsin is the cheese state? It's Spotted Cow. It's the Wisconsin beer.
I think of
Sam Adams out of Boston.
Sure.
Very, you know, historical. Texas with the... What's
Shiner.
What's this? Lone Star? No.
Oh, yeah, Lone Star. That's the big one, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of beers that really play off of... They name it...
Grain Belt.
Yeah, Grain Belt.
Grain Belt is a great example.
And even, like, not in the name, but just sort of in the history, PBR kind of rides off that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think something like Spotted Cow, I mean, if it wasn't a good beer, it wouldn't keep selling. I think the initial, it's kind of like, you know, people buy a beer with a silly name and it's not good, they're only going to buy it once. Right. But for the initial, like, you see it on a shelf and you're like, Spotted Cow.
Well,
you know, definitely was, I think, got a lot of people to probably try it for the first time.
Does McGlare's have the Wisconsin state, like, shape on their bottles? Is that them? Or is that
yeah,
else?
They have it on, I know, on, like, some t-shirts and stuff with, like, the thumbprint. Yeah,
but, I mean, that alone is, like, we're identifying with Wisconsin pride. And, you know,
and for them, it's legit because they're only in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, right. But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, that. I never really thought about that as much as you're bringing up, like, this huge tourist or huge, you know, just
local
crowd, identification of the actual area just because of where you are.
Yeah.
Really can probably has done a lot more than what the product could on its own.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny, you know, all the crap beers they had, Colorado, Montana, and Missouri with Boulevard. I just thought, like, yeah, man, I don't know if they have really restrictive laws. I don't know why there's not microbreweries at craft breweries out there, but I just thought somebody could really, there's a market, I think. And it's not in the off season and stuff, there's not a huge population, but I mean, Sioux Falls is a decent sized city, and Rapid City is like 60,000 or something. But
it does have people.
Yeah, there are people. Are people who could drink the beer.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just thinking about that, so I thought I'd bring it up.
You could make a beer for each one of the Mount Rushmore presidents.
We could do that too. I don't know.
I'm not saying it would sell, but.
Well, have you seen the recipe for George Washington's beer? It's not very good.
I heard it's disgusting.
Yeah, we talked to Randy Mosher about that.
Yeah.
Didn't sound very good. It's like wheat marm and molasses or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something bad.